to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Attaboy, Brad.
He's actually, did you say he's coming to town?
Just like Santa Claus, Brad Paisley is
Brad
coming to
Paisley
town.
Brad Paisley is coming to town.
I don't have the info right in front of me because it just came out, but he's coming with a gang of people, too.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. I should probably pull it up. I should have done that before I opened my big fat mouth.
Cheyenne, while you're looking that up, let's just do this real quick.
Tell me.
Yesterday was Ash, or I'm sorry, I screwed it up already. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday. Le bon temps, le roulet.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Laissez bon temps, le roulet. Today is Ash Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
To all the believers of that, believe.
Happy Ash Wednesday.
And happy Ash Wednesday. We used to call them the Ash Wednesday Mafia when they would come to school. When you're coming to school, when you stop by church on the way to school, we're like, ooh, this is pretty serious.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you do take it that seriously and you are, I think just Catholic people do it. I'm pretty sure.
I am not Catholic, so I could not tell you.
I am also not, but my wife is very devout, so she will be ashing it up today. happy Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
All right, give us the info for the Brad Paisley.
So, Brad Paisley is going to be in town on June 5th at Arizona Financial Theater with Walker Hayes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Avery Anna, who's also phenomenal. She's been to Country Thunder. She is so good. So, that's going to be a great show.
That's a nice little lineup right there.
Yeah.
All right, so get your tickets when they go on sale. I'm sure we'll have some to give away on Camel.
Oh, for sure.
Which is the standard.
Yeah.
Also, today, if you want your tickets to Camel Country Thunder, it's official. The 30 Days of Thunder have begun. 30 days until Camel Country Thunder.
Which is wild to think about. I am not prepared. Not mentally am I even close to being prepared.
This girl needs to be shopping.
My outfit's not done. So I need to get on that.
All right.
Well, so tag me in all the cute outfits because I don't know what I'm going to do this year.
Tag Radio Cheyenne immediately. Cute outfit alert.
I need them.
You can tag me in cute outfits too.
Are you going to dress up?
At Nico on the air. N-I-K-O on the air. Am I going to dress up?
Like, outside of your norm?
I mean, I'm going to country it up.
Yes.
It's Country Thunder.
You did get new boots.
And it's a concert at the end of the day.
Have
you ever not seen me prepared at a concert in full-ish garb?
That is a good, valid point. Because I have not. Even Shaboozy you had on your cowboy hat.
Heck yeah, I did.
I know.
We're going to be prepared for this one, all right? I'm ready for Thunder. So if you want tickets for Country Thunder, Gila River Santan Mountain today, I will be there at 5 o'clock sharp, and we will be giving away tickets every 15 minutes until 7.
So you want to get there. Get your
or
name.
Six.
No, 6.
6, 6, 6.
6. It's only an hour.
That's only an hour. Not 2 hours of tickets. 1 hour of tickets. So, Gila River Santan Mountain today, 5 p.m. Country Thunder tickets for free.
Let's go.
All right, should we get into a show?
We should.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Here we go again, Cheyenne. Another brother-sister rivalry.
These are the best.
We're going to break the news to Maria that her brother Matthew thinks that she making her very unusual pet an emotional support animal is absolutely ridiculous.
Please tell me it's a reticulated python. That's all I need to know.
That would be very strange. Do not bring that thing
but
around
But it's not
me.
That?
No, okay. It's not. All right, let's call her up.
Hello.
Hey, Maria?
Yeah? Who is this?
Oh, hi. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
And I know you, Nico.
I don't think we've ever met.
Oh.
I provide a service where I break news every single day.
Is this one of them telemarketing calls? Please take my name off the list.
No, ma'am. I'm not here to sell you anything. Actually, I provide a service to you. I have news from your brother, Matthew. Matt?
Oh, my brother? So now he's in. What does this got to do with me?
Well, he has news for you. He said to stop being such a weirdo. Your pet rat will never be considered an emotional support animal.
Oh, my pet rat. Let's get one thing straight. That's not a rat. I have a chihuahua.
Wait a second. Your rat is a dog. Your dog is... I'm confused. We're actually talking about a dog here?
She's a chihuahua. Her name is Pooh.
Pooh.
So, a long way from being a rat.
Does your brother Matthew call it a rat? I think that's where we're
having. Yeah, he has, but I'm going to get him corrected on that.
Yeah, he said your family doesn't like that animal, and he said it's gross, and he said stop bringing it around mom and dad's house.
That'll never happen. Who will be with me 24/7?
Maria, this is Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9.
Oh, no. Don't tell. Did you? Are you all? Wait a minute. Is this a joke? A prank?
This is not a joke.
It's really, truly not a joke. He wants you to know that he's sweet poo.
Your brother's kind of he's cruel. I love dogs and I love
Nico
chihuahuas.
And Cheyenne, hi, babe. Great to hear from you. Oh wow, you all. Oh wow, you had me going for a minute.
Well, you can still be going because truly, that's a genuine, news.
He's just pulling your leg, though.
He does not like your dog.
He says he called it a rat. He called poo a rat.
It's really disrespectful.
Yeah, right.
I don't like that he said that.
Wow, the jokester, huh?
Does poo resemble a rat a little bit, though?
No. Okay. No. She's pretty. Gets her pedicure, her nails are painted, has a little pink nose.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's white.
He's just being a jerk.
Okay. Paris Hilton would be proud.
Yeah, exactly.
You all are something great. Oh, you all have a great, great show. I love
you. Thank you, Maria.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Cheyenne, what's going on in your world right now?
My sweet baby angel of a 14-year-old has got himself into quite the predicament.
Uh-huh.
Because this particular predicament, if he takes the wrong step, could be detrimental for multiple people.
Okay.
Yeah, let me explain. So he is quote-unquote dating as much as a 14-year-old's gonna date.
Yeah.
You know, they go to the movies, they hang out at the house and watch movies, whatever.
They go to the mall.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Play spin the bottle. I don't know what they do at 14 anymore. His girlfriend is the daughter to his dad's best friend.
Okay. Doing the math. Okay.
So.
Yeah, that has a potential to be,
right? So
quite explosive.
The waters get muddier when I tell you that I dated her dad when I was a freshman in high school and he was a senior. His dad and my dad worked together for about 15 years. His dad was my dad's fire chief.
Are you guys the Hatfields and the McCoys?
No, but kind of, because like his dad and my dad hate each other.
They didn't get along.
Oh, they did not get along. It was so dramatic for a long time. So it's very, you know, it's a small town. I grew up in a town of 1,500 people.
Yeah.
You know.
He's going to claim it's out of convenience because, look, who's he around all the time? Probably this girl because both fathers hang out all the
time. Exactly. And look, I get it. I get the allure of dating your, you know, I guess uncle, whatever it is you want to call him, his daughter, because you're like star-crossed lovers. I get it.
Yeah.
But number one, you're 14.
Yeah.
And I just want to make that super clear. I did not give the okay on this.
Yeah.
I said no.
It's out of convenience.
It is.
It's because she's been kind of like, for lack of better terms, she's kind of been served up on a silver platter for him because she's been hanging out all the time. They got super comfortable with one another. They know each other really well. And now that his, you know,
I get it.
His little boy parts are starting to tingle a little bit when he's around her. He's like,
I hate this here. I hate it here.
Maybe we need to make out or something.
I get it. So, and because I get it, I had to be the parent between the two of us. It should not.
What about his dad? His dad's not like, hey, not a good idea, bud. Not a good idea.
No, they're like, oh, you want to go? Like, my ex-husband and his wife go to her, like, school events.
Oh, they think it's like,
cool? They think it's the cutest thing in the entire world.
Well, then, hey.
So I had to
He's kind of making his own bed. He's going to have to lie in it then.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. So I had to have the conversation. I had to have the responsible conversation of, I need you to understand the weight that this holds on you.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. 14.
But if his dad's cool with it, what are you stressing out about it?
Because if he takes the wrong step, if he hurts her, because he's 14 and stupid.
He breaks her heart.
He's 14 and dumb, let's be honest.
Okay.
He's 14-year-old boy. If he hurts her, he has the potential to ruin his dad and his dad's best friend's relationship because she is an only child and she is daddy's girl.
Oh, yeah. She's the treasure.
So it holds so much more.
That's just why I'm saying, like, if your ex-husband is fully aware of it, then he knows the consequences, too, if they break
up or
something.
Does he, though? Because it's not like he's always made the best decisions.
He's got to deal with his friend's friendship after the fact.
And I know that the dads should be, like, responsible enough to, like, not get, or, like, understanding enough to, like, not let these children's, quote-unquote, relationship ruin their friendship. But let's be honest.
Your ex-husband is the father of the boy.
Exactly.
He's probably like, oh, yeah, my son.
He's like, get it, buddy.
Got a little girly friend.
Yeah, it drives me insane. So I had to have that conversation of like, hey, do what you're going to do, be responsible, but like, tread lightly, man. Like, I don't want to see their relationship implode, like my ex-husband and his buddy.
Yeah, I mean, if everyone's aware of it, they know that they know dark times could be a-coming.
Guys, I'm anxious.
Just know that your young man is a responsible young man.
He is.
He's a good kid.
He's a gentleman.
He's been raised right. And as long as he doesn't say, Mom, I got somebody pregnant, we all good.
I don't like it here. I want to go home. I don't like it.
I mean, that's reality.
Oh, God.
If you had to give us a grade on our report card right now, excluding the guy named Jeff who always leaves hate comments on our social media, what grade would you give us?
I want to say an A because I think we give... I think we give our full effort every single day. Like...
A for effort.
A for effort.
I like that.
But what's the actual outcome of
it? I feel like we give it a solid B. Like, okay. We're giving B.
I got B minus vibes, personally, because I know there's more in the tank.
Oh, there's always more in the tank.
Well, the NFL Players Association gave the Cardinals a big fat F.
It was the worst scorecard humanly possible.
They gave them last in pretty much every category. I think we only scored well in towels for players.
thread count?
I think thread count. I think thread count is the only thing that we scored okay with. Basically, we failed everything. We were last in the league, 32 out of 32, in everything, in training facilities, in stadium, in coaching, everything. So the Cardinals responded with a very bold statement. They said, you know what, Cardinal fans, we know that we suck. We are going to invest $100 million into a brand new training facility.
Which is great. But that's here's amazing. My issue. Why did it take a terrible scorecard for you to do that?
I think it had to do with maybe finishing last in the league 3-4 years in a row. And maybe they were like, hey guys, maybe it's time we do something for our team.
Coincidentally came out that they were upgrading after a terrible scorecard.
I mean, it's
been
bad.
They were humiliated.
That was the tipping point right there. It's been bad for a long time.
Humiliated. And then they went, well, maybe we should do something.
I mean, when player after player is like, hey, we'll throw you $100 million. They're like, I'm not going to play for the Cardinals. There's no chance in the world. You could back up the Brinks truck to my $1 million mansion. I am not signing with the Cardinals. So maybe this will entice some of those more premier level players.
Is it enough to keep the ones we already have?
It's a nice gesture.
It is a nice gesture.
Because when you are a professional athlete, obviously you want to make sure that your training facility is taken care of.
Absolutely. But is it enough to keep people around? If you've continued to make mistakes as ownership and as a team as a whole, is it enough to keep the Marvin Harris Juniors around?
I hope so.
Abe?
Maybe.
Ooh, see, that's why I looked at Abe, because I feel like Abe is in the know on this more than me, for sure.
Nah, changes had to be made if they're going to try to attract talent.
You have to be appealing, and there's nothing appealing about Fs all across the board, 32nd out of 32.
And some players don't have a choice, right? You know,
if you're under contract.
Traded or something, it's just like, well, I guess I'm going there. But if you do free agency, though, that's a whole different story, because, you know, who would want to come to that?
Or
travels fast amongst the players.
Or
they
once
know.
You get here. Once you get enticed, you know, and then you see what's actually happening, you know, who's going to stick around and sign a new contract?
Yeah. You get sold a bill of goods that just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well, that's... And then you, like, it's kind of like you just lose the passion for that at that point, right?
Right.
I would feel like all of the wind in my sails got taken away.
Yeah.
If I showed up and I was like, okay, well, this was not what I was promised.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, the Cardinals players, the fans, management, it reverberates through the entire association. Yeah. So this is a big statement. It says a lot about, hey, you know what? We're going to do some stuff to work on our team. Hopefully this attracts better talent. Hopefully this attracts winning ways, which is what we need. Listen to this. Sports Talk 107.9. Nico and Cheyenne giving you all the sports all day. No, but come on, man. Like, home team. We need to have
something. I'm here for the home team.
We got to have something to root for, though. If it's every single game, bad news Bears, you're just walking in there going, chocolate.
At this point, I'm just here for the nachos and beer. I want to be there for the wins.
We want to be there for the wins. Come on, Cardinals. Let's go. Nico and Cheyenne with Matt Stell on the phone.
Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
Hello. You're going to be here this weekend, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty stoked because you haven't been here in like 2 years.
It's about time.
It is about.
If you ask me.
Yeah. And the last time when we were talking to you, you said your mom was pushing you for some grandbabies. But now you're married up. Congratulations, by the way.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is your mom ready for those grandbabies now that you're married?
Yeah, she is pretty expert in finding ways to mention things that allude to grandbabies. It's wild.
That's what moms do, though.
Yeah, having given my parents grandbaby, and they have several grandbabies overall, Matt, let me just tell you this, that they are very blunt and upfront with their intentions, which is, I just want to hold a baby. So
exactly.
You're coming to town, Santan Mountain. The venue's amazing. It's very high class.
It is.
They know who they invited?
They definitely do.
I'm going to rent a tuxedo like on Step Brothers.
Ooh. Oh, like Dumb and Dumber?
get to the bottom of this whole Pam Pan situation.
I was just going to say that Nico could be behind you and be like, I think I can help you with that.
Hello, Miss Lady.
Hello, Miss Lady. I'm sorry. Are you saying Matt Snell or Matt Stell? Okay, we got it.
You sound stupid right now, but okay.
It's going to be a good time. The first thing that I mentioned, because I've never stood in your presence, and the first thing that Cheyenne said was, he is so big.
Tall. You're tall. Big can be taken.
She may
not
have said tall.
Right.
I don't know. I took it as big.
And then he's like, he's not that tall. I said, Google him.
The worst part about anything is sitting in those airplane seats to get someplace because, I guess I am on the taller side. Sometimes they put those seats pretty close together, but you know what? It's going to be worth it no matter how I got to get there.
Oh, absolutely.
We are looking forward to the show. Is wifey going to be there by any chance?
She doesn't get to come this time. No. Aww. No. I wish she did. She's got to do some stuff. I think she's going back to Baltimore, actually. So. But I'm going to bring her back there here pretty soon, for
sure.
As
you should.
I like that. My wife was addicted for a few years there. She was just addicted to like going to my work gigs. And they were concerts and fun times also. But then she almost played it off as like she was doing me a favor. I don't know how she bamboozled me like that. She was like, well, I always go to your shows, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm not performing or anything. Like, I'm working, babe. So, Matt, just do me a favor, okay? Like, if it starts to seem like she's kind of putting it on you, like she's doing you a favor, just be like, remember, okay? We can do just fine without you, okay? All right?
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to say that.
Yeah, that's probably not the best idea.
Smart.
Nico's wife is from Brooklyn. He also would never say that to her because she's terrifying.
She is.
What's funny is, like, I know a little bit what you're talking about, though, because our job is a lot of fun a lot of the time.
Right.
But I think sometimes what people forget is like it is a job. And so we have like responsibilities and work to do and stuff like that. So it's not just like the forward facing, you know, even from y'all, from setting up, from having to get on stage and do stuff to have to coordinate people. And then from our end of it, all the things that go into the show, you know, it's all the things around the show. So it's like, it's a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but it is, there's definitely work involved and it doesn't always look that way.
Yeah. Which I would assume was an adjustment for her because from the outside looking in, it's like, oh, these, you know, these concerts and this is fun and all that stuff. And then you go to them for the first, you know, couple of shows and it's like a kind of like a shock. Like, oh, there is things that you have to do. There is routine. There is you know, you have to do A, B, and C to get to D. And I could imagine that that was kind of a culture shock a little bit.
Oh, man. When we first getting together, she did a bus run with me that was just like 3 or 4 shows. And it was like from Nashville to Ohio to like Nebraska to Denver, right? In the bus.
Middle America. The
show, we'd get on it. Yeah. And then we'd play the show, we'd get on the bus, we'd drive 10 or 12 hours, do it again and try to fit all the stuff in. And like after that, she was like, oh, yeah, I kind of get it now. Because there's a part of this for about 90 minutes that's real, real fun. And there's parts of it, all the setting up at the getting there that is less fun. So she's her old trooper.
I love that. Well, I love that she was a trooper and she stuck around and y'all are married now. And I think that's beautiful.
That's cool, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
for sure.
It's all going down. Santan Mountain, Gila River Resorts and Casinos this Saturday, March 8th. Matt Stell on stage doing everything he can to make your butt shake. So you need to be there.
100%. 100%.
Matt Stell making butt shakes. I like it.
That's right. Making them shake like the earthquake.
Hey.
Oh my
all right,
gosh.
Camel Nation, come on out and show some love. And we're going to be there also.
Yep. We're going to be bringing you up on stage and doing all the things.
Yeah, hopefully we don't embarrass you too much.
Oh, I hope you do. It'll make it feel even better.
We might.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It is time to play Minute to Win It. We are playing for 4 4-day passes into Camel Country Thunder and a campsite. This prize is massive, and I feel like everybody in the Valley is clawing for these tickets.
I feel like we have a contestant on the phone, Roy, in Surprise. Good morning, buddy, who's going to get it today. Right, Roy?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Let's do it. Roy, you've got 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions correctly. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
I'm ready.
He's ready.
I love it.
All right.
All right, let's play Minute to Win It.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
In what country was Keith Urban born?
New Zealand.
What is the icon used for sending or sharing a post on Instagram?
The paper airplane.
According to the New York Times, which day of the week features the easiest crossword puzzle to solve?
Monday.
When Hardy first moved to Nashville, he started writing songs with what country duo?
Florida Georgia Line.
What powdered orange beverage was advertised as the drink of astronauts?
Change.
On average, what celestial body in our solar system is about 239,000 miles from the Earth?
The moon.
Which Country Thunder headliner appeared on season 4 of Redneck Island?
Riley Green.
Nephrology is the branch of medicine that specializes in what organ?
Let me see.
It's a stump.
Can I get the repeat of that question?
Nephrology is the branch of medicine that specializes in what organ?
I had that answer. Is it kidney?
Arches, loops, and whorls are three patterns commonly analyzed in what type of crime scene evidence?
Fingerprinting? Oh.
This Country Thunder headliner's debut single was Fall in Love.
5 seconds.
You were right there.
No, Roy.
Oh, you were right there.
I had it on the tip of my tongue, too. Oh, man,
Roy, you had us on the edge of our seats.
Oh, my God. I had it on the tip of my tongue, too.
Oh, no.
My son, my son was like, I'm getting out of the car, as I was trying to say there.
Oh, man.
Oh, you were so close.
So close, Roy. So you did take home those four-day tickets into Country Thunder in a campsite, but we are going to send you VIP this weekend to see Matt Stell at Gila River Resorts and Casino Santan Mountain.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
You're welcome, Roy. Hang on just a second.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
That was on the edge.
I was watching the timer going, oh, my God, he's going to run out of time. He's going to run out of time. Just say it right.
Just say it. And he did it.
That is the beauty of Minute to Win It. You only have a minute.
And that's all you get. And you don't lose time when I read the questions.
Right. Yeah.
It is 60 seconds of answering time. So you got to be ready.
Shop local. Shop Earnhardt. No bull.
Transparent pricing since 1951.
I mean, it is the tagline to a company that we highly endorse.
Yes.
They were born and raised right here in Phoenix in 1951 by Tex Earnhardt. I know it sounds like a commercial, but it's true, people.
Yeah.
They started the business right here and grew it into the conglomerate of dealerships that it is nowadays, and we love to support.
They are the definition
community.
Of shop local.
Absolutely.
They really are. Yeah.
And being that you, Cheyenne, live near so many manufacturing plants, you have easy access right there.
It's not so much that it's easy access, because you like there's nothing that you can do when you live by the warehouses. Like you can't just
like pop your head in.
No.
Hey guys, fill me up.
You can't do that. But it does give you a bigger appreciation for brands that are like manufactured here, right?
Yeah.
So like, for example, I live around the corner from multiple Amazon fulfillment centers, mm-hmm. but I also live around the corner from like from Niagara Water Bottle Company.
Oh, yeah.
So like when I see Niagara at the store or wherever, if I'm going to buy something, I will buy that, because to me, it's kind of like helping a neighbor.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, absolutely. You're investing in the community.
Investing in the community because I know that my neighbor works there.
Yeah. Don't buy Dasani.
Yeah, why would I do that?
That stuff is trash anyway.
When I can buy Niagara and
Geyser water.
Exactly.
Or waterfall water?
Waterfall water.
Either
Fresh
way,
water.
It's delicious.
Either way, I feel like I'm helping a neighbor. But I've noticed that a lot, too. When I first moved here, I was like driving down the road, mm-hmm. like even in the middle of downtown Tempe, you know, or like wherever there's huge industrial places, you look on the Scholastic Book Fair is another example, something that's right down the road from my house.
That's amazing.
Like these places are here, and that's wild.
When I first moved here, I was like, oh no, my favorite beer, I'll never have it again because they don't distribute it down here in the Southwest. So then I found Four Peaks Kilt Lifter.
Ooh, yeah.
Four Peaks. That's born and raised right here.
It's so good.
In Phoenix. And boy, I'll tell you what, that kilt lifter will lift your kilt. It will knock you down. And it's delicious.
It's so good.
I will support that local brand for sure.
But I love it. I love that we're able to be in a place where there is so much industrial. Because even if it is a big brand,
yeah.
if it is a national brand, they have manufacturing here.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore, they're employing our neighbors and our families and our friends. And I love to support that.
There's a ton of industry here.
So much.
And it's really good. One of our favorite brands, State 48.
Right here.
Producing our camo hat right now. You can buy it on our website, camo1079.com, right now for a limited time until March 17th. And then it will be sold out for good. But yeah.
But they manufacture it right. Like you don't, when you go to State 48, when you go to their storefront in Chandler.
Yeah.
Right next to it.
Is the manufacturing.
Is the yeah. manufacturing. It's literally right there.
We were taking the photos and we heard.
You can hear it happening.
Like, what's happening next door? Are you guys.
Making your hats.
You know, constructing something. And they're like, yeah, we're making your hat right now, dude.
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool.
I love it.
So,
Abe, what's your favorite local brand?
Bad Jimmy's, for sure.
Burgers.
You would say a food
Smash
place.
Burgers. Hey, I co-sign that move all day.
You can't ask me these questions while I'm hungry.
They could franchise that thing so easily. That would be around the world.
You think so?
I think so.
I love it.
It's on that level. Bad Jimmy's, talk to me. I got ideas for you.
I think that we forget, because we live in such a big area, that there are a lot of things that are here that we forget about because you don't see them all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you normally drive through the industrial district? Probably not.
No.
I do, however, because I live right next door to it. So I see all of these major companies that have manufacturing here. So when I go to the store, I try to buy from the brands, even though they're national major brands, I try to buy from the ones that I know are here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm helping a neighbor. You know, like I'm supporting their paycheck.
Absolutely.
Like Nestle. Did you know that Nestle has manufacturing here?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that means like Snickers and obviously like anything that has Nestle in it, right?
So you're saying if there was one production plant that I need to break into, if I need a Nestle's Crunch,
I mean,
immediately. Can we take a tour?
Ooh.
You know what? We have a listener who works for Nestle.
What?
She brings me candies all the time.
Let's take a tour. I would love to see how chocolate's made.
I would love to go. We could do that. Like Sysco. Sysco Food is also here. Honeywell is also here.
I love their baked hams.
Different. Different. But
you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
On that tour. Where's the part with the ham? Looking for the ham.
I was promised a ham.
Honey, what? You don't get you guys.
Honey, well, not the.
Oh. They just show you to the break room. Like when Jeff brought a ham sandwich. Is that what...
We get to take nibbles off Jeff's sandwich. All right. So we are talking local manufacturing, local products. And we got Renee in Mesa on the phone. Good morning.
Morning, y'all. I have an Etsy shop.
I love that. For what?
Yeah. Well, I use the ball mason jars because my grandfather used to work there. So we use those mason jars up in my shop.
Oh. What do you use them for? Like what? Like do you just sell the jars? What do you use them for?
We make candles in my shop.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So the mason jar then is your like candle holder.
That's right.
I exactly. love that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite candle that you make?
Pumpkin spice.
Of
vanilla.
Course. You got to have the PSL.
Yeah.
That's
but
right.
Is your pumpkin spice available all year round, Renee? Ooh.
Yes. For those that love pumpkin all year round.
You are a queen.
All year round. Yeah. So you don't have to wait till, you know, the fall. You can get it year round.
That's why she's got to buy the mason jars in bulk. Cause
that's right.
Because the girlies need their PSL year round.
There you go.
It makes sense.
When you have a summer sale, you can call it a summer pump.
I like that. I think I'm going to have to use that.
Here you go. I'm here for you, Renee. You need ideas? I got you.
Wow.
One day, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
We are going to look back at this moment in Easton's life, your son, your eight-year-old son.
Yep.
And we're going to go, holy, this is where it all started.
I mean, that would be pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
He's going to have his own like network TV show. He's going to be like, welcome to Easton Bakes. He's going to be traveling around the country.
Yeah.
Like doing a baking show. I can see it all developing right now.
You know what I can too, and that makes me really happy. Easton is, he's a baker. He wants to be on Kids Baking Championship so bad.
That's amazing.
So bad. Here's the thing. He's not very good at it.
Baking is, it's pretty particular.
Like, it is very
you
particular.
Get the exact amount of, you know, baking soda and the salt, the sugar and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's not that he's bad at it. It's just, he's also still very new to it.
Yeah.
But he loves it so much. So the other day, he was like, can we bake some cake? And I was like, yeah, for sure. This is also not helping my waistline, by the way, because you can't not eat the stuff your kid makes, right?
Of course.
Like, portion control.
It's the cross we bear.
It is. It really is.
Don't make those cupcakes, son. I mean, make them.
But don't make them at the
but
same
don't make
time.
Them. Hey, don't put so much frosting on it, but totally put more frosting on
that
it.
That frosting is really good. So we made a cake, and the cake itself was delicious.
And this isn't just like a pour some instant
this is from scratch. He's measuring out the flour, the sugar. He's reading the book himself. Like, he's reading the measurements. He's learning, you know, his quarter cups and his three quarters and all the things.
Amazing.
Wait, so it's like, and it's like science, because baking is science, right? So he's combining two things that he loves, because he loves science.
See?
He loves to bake, so that's really great. So he made a chocolate cake, and the cake itself was actually really good. He like fluffed up the butter and sugar together and, you know, made it all fluffy. And then
I've got the perfect final exam for
him. Yeah.
Dana's birthday, my wife.
That's a lot of pressure.
Her 40th birthday. She wants a very elaborate Renaissance themed cake with, you know, pearls on it and It needs to be very extravagant. So that's his final exam.
Yeah, well.
We need three layers.
I have an unfortunate feeling that he might fail that one. Because no, but
it's
here's
exciting,
the thing.
Man. It's,
the cake was great.
That's great.
Until he got to the frosting.
Oh, what happened with the frosting?
He did not put enough powdered sugar into the frosting, so it was basically sweet butter.
Oh,
it was sweet butter.
He said no! 'Cause you could,
and then he frosted the cake, because he thought he was done, because he doesn't know the difference, right?
Yeah.
Because he's working on it. He's still very new to baking. Yeah, so he puts it on, he brings me the cake, we, you know, it's all the things, and I take one bite out of it, and I was like, no! That's butter! And you might be thinking, Cheyenne, why didn't you try it before he finished it and put it on the cake? Well, because Easton is learning.
Yeah.
And in order to learn, you have to fail.
Yeah.
So I am allowing him to gently fail. Like, oh, that's really great, but I think it could have used more powdered sugar.
I like that.
And he goes, oh, okay. I think he was off by at least half, a cup and a half.
Okay.
Like, it was...
Well, hey, he's
it was
8 years
butter,
old,
guys.
All right.
But he did great.
And he made a Land O'Lakes flavored cake. Nothing wrong with that. She's been hiding in plain sight all this time. But finally, they've cracked down on her.
Who's her?
My wife, Brooklyn Dana.
Oh, who's she hiding from? I have a lot of questions.
We found out yesterday that she's being investigated.
What?
It's kind of hilarious.
Is
it sounds
it
serious, right?
It sounds really bad.
Sounds serious. Not serious. Well, kind of serious.
So is it serious or is it not serious?
So my wife and I took on this new task of being responsible gun owners.
I love that for you guys because responsibility is key.
So we come from a place where you can't just have a gun. Mm. Like you either have like a rifle or like a hunting something. Uh-huh. I sound so stupid. But you can't just have a pistol or a handgun or whatever. So I didn't know anything about them. Uh-huh. I don't know how much they cost. I don't know where to get them. Blah, 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 blah. The list goes on. So we wanted to do this properly. So we went to a intro to firearm class.
Love that.
Which was very helpful. And then we did intro to pistols. And we got our CCWs. Well, we did not. I got my concealed weapons permit.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it. I'm not packing right now, y'all. Don't get all freaky. But I might be. But I'm not.
I love that. I would love it if you were. I think you should.
At work?
Yes.
I think it's a little aggressive.
You wouldn't be my first coworker to do it.
I'll be honest, I don't have my concealed. If I did, I would 100% carry at work.
Technically, here in Arizona, just an FYI.
I can open carry.
You can also conceal here
in
the state of Arizona.
But I would feel better if I had a license.
We wanted to do it again, like by the book. Uh-huh. We wanted to go through the background checks. And also when you do the background checks for the CCW, you can pretty much use that for anything that you need a background check for.
Right.
You could just basically go, here I am. I'm
this
cool.
Is me.
They gave me a concealed carrying permit, so I can watch your kid for a couple hours.
Right.
Long story short, mine came in the mail in September, and Dana still hasn't come. So she finally, I was like, babe, just like reach out. And they responded with, we're investigating you.
What? For
and so,
what?
So Dana was like, what could they possibly be? Like, I've never been, wait a second.
No!
My wife was arrested.
Stop it.
When she was 15 years old.
For what?
Her and her little gangsta little girl group, and this is how she described it, by the way, not me, used to go to department stores and steal wallets.
No.
So she was at the Garden State Plaza Mall in New Jersey, and she was at Macy's or Nordstrom's or something like that, and she tried to steal a wallet from them. It was like...
She's trying to get that five-finger discount.
It was like a $50 wallet or something.
That's a lot for a wallet.
Whatever the price was. Like, I'm not sure.
15 years ago was a lot.
She said it wasn't like one of those like hundreds of dollars. Uh-huh. She was like, it was like a $50 wallet, and you know, we were stupid little girls, and we took them to the dressing room, and then we put them in our bags and then try to walk out with them. Apparently, they were onto her. She got arrested. She got locked up as a juvenile.
Yeah.
Her dad was called. He gave it to her really good. You idiot. What are you doing? You don't need to be stealing things. They did it for the thrill. They didn't do it because they needed whatever. So that was still on her record. And because of that incident, which whatever department store pressed charges, and then she had to do community service and everything.
Wow.
Because she lifted a wallet back when she was 15 years old.
She got hit with shoplifting. So, that sucks.
So I don't know when her concealed weapons permit's going to come, but...
I feel like that's a very aggressive, long investigation for a simple shoplifting at 15.
Right. It wasn't like a felony. It was like a misdemeanor charge anyway, but apparently they're very thorough. Just an FYI.
It feels like it. It also feels like we should maybe start saving for her commissary. Like, it's taking so long at this point. Like, is she going away?
They're going to post-mortem lock her up? Yeah. Yeah, 30 years later. It could happen. My heart was beating so fast.
I'm shaking right now.
I would have cried. It affected you?
Yes.
Yo.
Because I didn't think I'd find him.
That was absolutely nuts.
I'm so excited for you.
Okay.
You got to catch the people up because that's a lot. That's a lot to come into.
I had a very close friend for 2-ish to 3-ish years of my life where we spent every minute together in and out of class. It was right after high school. I connected with this kid in college, which, as you all know, I didn't do very well, nor did I really care about college.
No,
but,
you did not.
We hung out recreationally all the time, and he was just, you know, he's my partner in crime for years. And it was always like whenever somebody be looking for him, he was always with me, or whenever I was looking for him, they'd be like, oh, Francois's with Nico, Nico's with Francois. Wherever they're going tonight, they're going together. If they're going out, they're going to a club, they're going wherever.
Inseparable.
We're always hanging out. We were inseparable. Great word, Cheyenne, for this situation. So I moved to New York City. We talked and stuff, but, you know, our common ground was gone. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have the ease of just like hanging out with one another as easily as we did. So we lost touch. And we lost touch like a long time ago. I'm talking probably 2003, 2004. So 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to this kid in 20 years. I have been, over the past 10 years, actively searching for him. I've been calling phone numbers. I've been looking up addresses. He's not on social media. He is a ghost in the online world. I give Cheyenne four to five minutes with his name, his age, and Detroit, and you found him.
Yeah, I did.
And we just called him, and my heart hasn't stopped beating like crazy since then.
I really appreciate that you put him on speakerphone so that like Abe and I could hear it too. But hearing him connect your voice to your name, because all you said was, it's Nico. And he just starts to giggle. And hearing like that pure 20-year-old enjoyment, like you guys were 20 years old.
We were 20 years old again.
And hearing that, and hearing like his giggle because he was so happy that you found him too, was one of the most purest moments I have been able to partake. I'm literally crying.
It was pretty beautiful. Powerful, man.
It was the most beautiful thing.
I did not expect it to go that way at all.
I honestly didn't expect to find him.
So he works at a school.
Yeah.
He's the head of the special education program. Ironically, my son is in special education. But I said, I'm looking for Francois Herard. And he said, this is him. And I was like, I froze. I was like,
You did.
I was like, hey, it's Nico.
From Nico Breaks the News. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say
that. Man, that was
You just broke the news that you found him.
That was the greatest feeling I've had in a really long time, guys.
That was like, beautiful.
That felt so good to reconnect with him.
What's even funnier is that I found his direct phone number first.
Yeah.
So we called his direct phone number. He sent you straight to voicemail. Yeah. Like, he was not messing with it.
We called him at work.
Yeah. So then I found him at work.
We called his work number.
Straight to his direct line. And he picked up. I'm so happy for you. And you're going to be in Detroit soon because you're going back to Detroit for Easter.
Oh my God, I am going to be in Detroit soon. I have to reconnect with Francois.
You have to go have dinner with Francois.
And his wife and three kids.
Three kids.
That kid's been busy.
He is 45. I think... you know,
No, he figured that he lived out a pretty normal lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's got the weirdo lifestyle that I got to fill him in on.
Yeah, this is crazy. Wait for
it, Camel Nation, reach out to those that you've lost along the way.
Yeah.
And just check in with them.
And if you need an FBI agent to find somebody, I'm here for you.
Call on Cheyenne. I think producer AB Baby's an idiot.
Whoa.
Next to us.
His least favorite part of doing laundry is my absolute favorite part of doing laundry.
That's, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, who has a favorite part of doing laundry? Is awful from start to finish. There are good parts. There's decent
parts.
Tolerable, right? Yes.
Right? Yeah.
But who likes doing laundry?
I'm in agreement. Laundry overall in general sucks. And if you could ever make it a little more tolerable, it's do what I do.
I don't know.
Your least favorite part is what?
Step 4, which is putting away.
For clarification, how many steps in laundry are there?
There's 4. So washing, drying, folding, putting away.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Getting the clothes dirty is not part of doing laundry.
No. It's like an unofficial step 0.
Yeah. So dirtying your sheets is step 0. So my favorite part is putting it away because I pride myself on my ability to create a laundry tree.
What the heck?
Allow me to explain.
Please do, because I have questions. How do you make yourself a tree?
So what I do is I will grab an entire load of laundry, fold it and all, and I will layer it on my body. I will start with pants here, shirts here, socks and accessories
at your
go
hand.
Here at the hand.
So starting from your shoulder all the way down.
Towels go in the middle because they're bulky and they take up a lot of space. I will then go like this. Bring everything together as a laundry tree.
What?
And walk up the stairs, and it's phenomenal, and it works every time.
You're like the laundry Groot.
You end up... Right. Exactly. Like
laundry Groot.
You end up spending so much time trying to... After you fold the laundry, then putting it into some type of receptacle to then walk it upstairs or wherever to the rooms that you're going to distribute it, and then... put it in the dressers
that
and all
that.
That
sounds like a nightmare.
No, it also sounds really dangerous because you have stairs.
I do too, and I definitely see myself hurting myself.
Yeah.
Laundry tree success rate is over 90%. You might
What happened in the other percent?
You might drop a sock or two.
I feel like even if I didn't hurt my body, I would drop all the clothes and then I would just be so mad.
Right?
You gotta be gentle. When you laundry tray.
That's why I take my clothes straight from the dryer to my bed in my master room, which is where the majority of the laundry gets done anyways.
And then what happens to your clothes?
What do you mean? I put them away. 5 days later.
I could just see a work order. It's like, oh, that's a 4 to 5 day minimum.
That's what I was getting at. Putting laundry away. I don't want to do it.
I just
have
the dressers talking like Beauty and the Beast. Like, Cheyenne, what's the ETA on those clothes? 4 to 5 days.
4 to 5 days shipping. Abe's least favorite thing about doing the laundry is my favorite. It's my happy time.
It's weird.
Doing the laundry tree.
Okay, laundry
tree.
You
also have bigger branches.
That's true. If Abe and I were to try to do the laundry tree, it wouldn't work out the same.
Carry a sock. Come
on. Very true. Michael in Surprise is on the phone. Morning, Michael.
Morning, y'all. I know you guys are complaining about, you know, doing laundry.
Yeah.
But I can do one better. I absolutely hate doing the dishes. I cannot stand it.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the dish boat, too.
It's so bad.
I hate that
It's
also.
Definitely not my favorite. You're talking like washing, cleaning, putting them in the dishwasher, putting them away, like that the whole sucks. Gamut.
Yeah, the whole thing. My fingers get all wrinkly.
Yeah, my waist always gets wet.
Mine, too.
I hate wet waist.
Yeah, I have to put an apron on when I do dishes.
That's another conversation for another time.
we're getting sidetracked here.
So I agree with you, Michael. Yeah, doing dishes sucks.
But what I've done, I've figured out the key to success here, to not have to do dishes.
Okay.
I've become a master chef.
Doesn't that create more dishes?
It does, for my wife. Now she has to do all the cleaning.
No!
But she cannot deny me because I'm such a good chef. I'm like Bobby Flay now.
So you cook every meal and she does the dishes.
Yeah, and it's, you know, who can dispute it? It's also delicious. That yeah. She, you know.
This is genius.
It's like, how do you even complain as his wife?
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't.
That is kind of genius.
Consider yourself a very special person because now you have three new dinner guests for tonight.
Yay, Michael!
We're coming over. Hey.
You guys are ready to do some dishes, I hope.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.